Venezuela's President Hugo Chavez appears to have survived a referendum that sought to oust him. The head of the Elections Commission said that with almost all the ballots counted, more than half had voted to keep Chavez in office. The president's supporters have taken to the streets in celebration. Opposition leaders are claiming a gigantic fraud. NPR's Martin Costi is in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. Venezuelans have been out all night waiting for these results. How conclusive are they?
Well, the election officials here refer to them as preliminary results, but they also say they have upwards of more than 90% counted. I think what we're going to see in the next few hours is sort of a fight between the opposition and the government about the procedure in which these votes were counted. But right now, if these numbers hold, this is a very conclusive victory for the president, for President Chavez. Roughly 58% of the vote in an election where all he needed was a simple majority. So yes, his supporters have been out, especially around the presidential palace, singing and dancing. And he came out around 4 a.m., I think it was, and addressed them in one of his typical sort of rip-roaring speeches, declaring a victory not only for the people of Venezuela, but all the peoples of the Americas that are looking for alternatives to what he calls Washington-style capitalism. So they definitely see it as a big night for them.
Why isn't the opposition conceding defeat?
Well, it's a matter of trying to reconcile what they say as being wildly differing exit polls. They say that they had people taking samples of voter surveys at the exit polls, and that their numbers show the opposite, that they have 58% or even 59%. They say that they're not happy necessarily with the way the electronic data from the electronic machines were tallied, that their representatives weren't present for the processing of the information, and they say they want to look at the paper trail, see exactly what happened with that data, and they also say they're waiting right now. They're waiting for a definitive declaration from Jimmy Carter, who's here as a representative of the Carter Center as an international observer, and of the Organization of American States. They're looking for some sort of indication from the international observers that they're happy with how that information was processed, and they're hinting, I think, that maybe the international observers aren't necessarily completely happy with that, although we're all waiting to see what they have to say.
Martin, a big reason the world has been paying so much attention to this recall is that Venezuela is a major producer of oil. What might the referendum mean for oil supplies?
Well, maybe contrary to expectations, the oil markets would find some reason to breathe a sigh of relief if Chavez is easily confirmed. The last thing I think the markets were looking for here was continued political uncertainty and instability. And certainly the first indication is that they like the fact that he may be staying in unchallenged. In the long run, of course, there's a larger question for Venezuela about how oil itself should be managed. Chavez has taken steps towards tightening the government's control over the big state oil company here, PDVSA, and directing more of PDVSA's operating funds towards and profits towards social programs and other government priorities. They see it as a matter of sort of populism and of economic justice, while others who kind of watch the company from the outside say the company is being mismanaged by populists. So that's the fight in terms of oil here.
Thanks very much. NPR's Martin Costi in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas.